It was an atmospheric evening. I, shadowed by Max the dog, had watched the mist rise up and the sun go down. Now the excess moisture of the last few days' rain and snowmelt hung in the air, enveloping the base of everything and temporarily suspending trees, fence posts and hedgerows in the air, riding on a sea of mist. Like the snow before it, the mist transformed the landscape into something beautiful, offering the less sightly parts a reprieve as edges softened and light diffused in the soft focus. As the twilight faded, dusk set in, and with it a hush as light conceded to the dark and creatures of the night began to stir. A ghostly shadow crossed the view in my binoculars and my heart leapt. I've seen 100 or more barn owls over the years, but not one of them has failed to inspire a delighted awe and wonder, as fresh as the day I first saw one. Not so impressed was a little owl, who simultaneously yelped as the barn owl passed, maybe indignantly, or maybe a hunter's tally-ho from one night owl to the other. Unperturbed, the barn owl paused on the fence post and hunted briefly along the line. There is no sound as an owl hovers, but I could, were it possible, hear the softness of those white wings and feel the puff of displaced air with every beat. Not finding a quick snack, the barn owl headed off through the woodland towards the more open grassland beyond, a white apparition of terror to any woodland rodent scurrying along the leaf-littered floor. The little owl, meanwhile, had held his post, silhouetted against the dying embers of the night sky. He tolerated the headlight beams of the cars as they passed below for a while before heading into a small coppice, its darkness providing all the light he would need. I stood at the edge of the wood, peering out over the fields of winter oilseed rape, the darkness encroaching on my vision with every minute that passed. Two buzzards flew into roost, low and purposefully, as if to avoid the scorn of any crows still on the lookout. A grey heron glided down into the field and landed just 20 yards away. Max was transfixed, but it was me who twitched first, and the heron lifted off in search of a less occupied feeding spot. Every now and then, little sneeze-like calls let me know that somewhere out in the dark, snipe were dropping down to feed in the field for the night, switching the cover of darkness for the daytime cover of reed beds. It was now properly dark, and as if to confirm it, a tawny owl called, an urgent quick, quick, maybe shaking off the silence of its day, or perhaps hoping for a mate's response in the form of a long, drawn-out, ooh. The response never came, though I hoped for it too. A few years ago, the owls bred in the wood, and their fluffy white owlets could be seen sitting out in the open as they squeaked helplessly for their next mouse meal. I realised how intensely I'd begun to listen, my eyes now virtually useless in the dark. Max sat next to me, alert as ever, but stilled too by my stillness. Behind us, in the depths of the wood, the staccato bark of a muntjac broke the silence, making us jump. Max looked at me quizzically, perhaps trying to place that foreign noise. A bark, but not a canine one. Reeves muntjacs were introduced from China at the beginning of the 20th century, and these secretive little animals are now one of the commonest deer in England. Only the other day, on one of the coldest days of the year, I had seen a doe with her little white speckled fawn trotting by her side. A surprise until I learned that muntjac breed all year round. It is perhaps this hardiness and their ability to disappear during the day, holed up in a clump of bracken or bramble, that have allowed them to spread rapidly throughout most of the British Isles. The rasping bark added an eerie edge to the now chilled air, and shivering a little, we made our own tracks back to the car. And so we left the creatures of the night and all the rustlings and strange calls of a woodland in darkness. It was a reminder that while we mostly switch off at night, for the inhabitants of the wild, the darkness brings new freedom and opportunities and raises the stakes for both predator and prey alike. We slept well that night, perhaps refreshed and exercised by our dusk time visit to the wild frontiers of the night.